As one of our constitutional duties, we have to do the due diligence on the governor's appointments and eventually recommend or not recommend confirmation. This will be a rare confirmation for me. I was assigned as the chair of the subcommittee report, and then due to tradition, as we follow through the process, you're generally the senator that takes all of the information and offers a final vote to the Senate. We've done that due diligence over the last couple of months. Let me be very clear, I think the commissioner should be confirmed. I would encourage colleagues to vote their conscience and decide as for themselves based on what they've heard. I will be voting no. I'm a public safety person myself. I've been a uniformed man my whole life. Joined the Navy right out of high school. In fact, I joined before I was legally able to and was on a deferred enlistment. So joined at 17, and then when I turned 18 that summer, joined the Navy. Spent now almost 19 years in the fire service. And I understand what it means to be on the line with people that you have to trust with life and death decisions. It would be a stretch to say that the morale of the Department of Public Safety right now is at a high level. It is not, Madam President. Given the feedback that many senators have gotten over the last couple of months, I would say it's at an all-time low. It's my great hope that the commissioner understands that a vote that is not unanimous is a message. The troops are not happy. The gentleman made a number of changes in a short amount of time, which I would consider unprecedented for somebody new to Iowa. And certainly, as the state's top cop, new for the Public Safety Department. Understanding the chain of command and the lines of discipline that are required in an organization like that, it's unusual for the troops to be as vocal as they have been with senators about the decisions that have been made since last, really, October, November, when the gentleman came to Iowa. It would be my hope going forward that he takes this to heart and that he finds a way to empower every public safety employee to be a part of the decisions that were made. For me, Madam President, I think the number one reason that morale is so low is that when you're in public safety, there's an expectation that selections and promotions are based on merit. And the good public policy that's required to ensure that for all of us, the public who relies on these employees to make life and death decisions, and the employees themselves to dedicate their life to a profession that they love, because frankly, Madam President, the pay isn't all that great. The protection for that is civil service, a merit process that's very fair, and when you make promotions and new hires, that the civil service process protects the integrity of who gets hired and promoted in the first place. The commissioner did not use that process for the management changes that he made. I realize that at the very high levels, the commissioner serves at the pleasure of the governor. We're here to provide a check and balance to fully vet that candidate and offer them for confirmation. And then some upper management staff, those same degrees of freedom are generally allowed. But after that, Madam President, you should honor the civil service process, whether it is directly required by the law or not. It protects the integrity of the organization and the people that have dedicated their lives to it. That was not done. In some of the subsequent questions and answers that I've gotten back from the commissioner's office, they believe they didn't need to follow it. As I said, the letter of the law is one thing, the spirit is another. And in this sense, there's a lot of folks in the department who've expressed concerns about that. Going forward, what does that mean after we confirm? Well, I would hope that the commissioner would reconsider that any other personnel changes would follow a civil service type process. Fair and open hearing for the positions that are available and a predictable process for who actually gets the promotions. There's been some concern that he's already signaled that promotions will follow a single track. I think that would be a mistake. There are a lot of law enforcement positions around the state that should be open to the possibility that they can make lateral transfers from where they work now into the public safety department. So for those reasons and others that have been raised, given my professional background, Madam President, to me, morale is important in a paramilitary organization. And some of the decisions that have made have certainly given people concern. Therefore, I will be a no vote. I ask the senators to vote their conscience. And at this time, Madam President, I'd be happy to answer any questions if there are any. If there aren't, I would move the appointment of Commissioner K. Brian London to be confirmed for the appointment of the Commissioner of Public Safety for the state of Iowa.
Senators, is there further discussion on the appointment of K. Brian London? Seeing none, the Senator from Blackhawk, Senator Danielson, moves the appointment of K. Brian London as Commissioner of Public Safety for confirmation. The Secretary will open the voting system and receive your vote.